One important part of Jesus' birth narrative is the presence of angels. This morning we've heard about the angel Gabriel appearing to the Virgin Mary, announcing that she would bear a son. And then on the very first Christmas night, when Jesus was born, a whole host of angels appeared to shepherds. Angels are mysterious creatures to us. In the New Covenant, we do not see them and we do not communicate with them. But they are mentioned all over the Bible, and so we affirm their existence. We know that they play a role in history as servants of God, either helping humans or administering judgment on them. Angels are heavenly spiritual beings. They were created on day one of creation week as part of the completed throne room heaven. The number of them is a fixed number. They do not reproduce, and we have no evidence that God keeps making more. Neither do we see angels dying or ceasing to exist. They are immortal beings who live forever. Apparently, God created the angels with some degree of free will, having the ability to obey God or disobey God. And we know this because one of the angels fell from God's grace in Genesis 3. He appeared to Adam and Eve in the form of a serpent, and he sought their destruction. He was cursed by God from that time forward, and we know him as Satan or the devil. Some of the angels chose to follow Satan, becoming fallen angels, and we refer to them as demons or evil, unclean spirits. But the rest of the angels stayed faithful. They chose to submit to God, not to rebel. It's these good and righteous ones that we still refer to as angels. There are different kinds of angels mentioned in Scripture, in particular the cherubim and the seraphim. When Adam and Eve were exiled from the Garden of Eden, cherubim were placed at the entrance with a flaming sword to prevent them from returning. When Isaiah had a vision of heaven, he saw seraphim flying about, singing "Holy, holy, holy" to the Lord. From these examples, we see that angels sing praises to God in heaven, and they do his will in the earth. But the word angel, in both Hebrew and Greek, simply means messenger. Angels are messengers or ambassadors of God. And this term is used for the heavenly spiritual beings as well as human beings. Many times in the Old Testament, humans are referred to as messengers. That's what you'll read in your English Bibles. But in the Hebrew, it is the same word for angels. So we have spirit angels and we have human angels. This usage continues into the New Testament with the first human angel being John the Baptizer. When it says he was the messenger to prepare the way, in Greek, it is the same word for angel. In the book of Revelation, letters are sent to the angels of seven churches in Asia Minor. These would have been human angels, most likely the pastors and elders of the churches. Likewise, in 1 Corinthians 11, whenever a woman spoke in tongues or prophesied, she was supposed to wear a head covering. Why? Because of the angels, Paul says. I believe that is a reference to pastors and elders. There's another usage of angel that we might call a divine angel. One of the key figures of the Old Testament is a character named the Angel of the Lord, or the Angel of Yahweh in Hebrew. He's first mentioned in Genesis 16, appearing to Hagar in the wilderness. The angel said to her, "I will multiply your descendants," which is something God usually says, right? Only God would have that power, not a created spirit angel. Hagar's response was to call him the God who sees. The angel of Yahweh appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and when he spoke, he said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." After he appeared to Samson's parents in Judges 13, they said, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." There are many other examples that we could point to, but the common belief is that the angel of Yahweh was none other than the divine Son of God, the pre-incarnate Jesus. This doesn't mean that Jesus is a created angel, by no means. But Jesus is the Word of God, and as the Word, Jesus is the chief messenger of God. He is the chief angel over all other angels. And for this reason, some theorize that Michael, the archangel, was none other than Jesus. Michael being Jesus' pre-incarnate name, the name of the angel of Yahweh. So all over the Bible, we have angels, angels, and more angels. Human angels, spirit angels, and a divine angel. This is significant to the Christmas story because spirit angels play a prominent role. Gabriel appeared to Mary at the Annunciation. An angel appeared to Joseph at a later time. Maybe Gabriel, but we're not told. The angels appeared to the shepherds, singing praises to God and telling them where to find the child. An angel appeared to Joseph in dreams, telling him to escape to Egypt and when to return. In each case, what were the angels doing? They were being messengers. They were relaying revelation from God that was useful and helpful to God's people. And let's consider the angels' perspectives as these things took place. First of all, these angels were angels who knew Satan before he fell. They knew the demons before they fell. These angels had an opportunity to rebel against God and become our enemies, but they refused. These angels were faithful. They loved God and they chose to keep following him. And if you think about it, they cared about us. They cared about mankind. They were not seeking our destruction. They were seeking our salvation. That should give us a great gratitude for the angels. We should understand that the birth of Jesus was a big moment for them because it was a moment they had been waiting for since the beginning. And not just for their own benefit, but for ours. And who exactly was this child who was born? To the angels, it was their chief leader. It was the messenger above all messengers. They knew him as their Lord and their Creator. They knew him as a fellow servant of God. And they knew what his birth meant. It meant that the angel of Yahweh became man. God himself became man in order to overthrow the kingdom of Satan, in order to set man free from the bondage of sin. The child was their hometown hero come to earth, and he should be your hero as well. As a Christian, you yourself are a messenger of God. You are a human angel in whatever sphere of authority God has given you. You must look to the examples of humans like John and of spirits like Gabriel. Speak the words of God, encouraging one another and saving the lost. Spread the news of the incarnation and the virgin birth. See it as the angels saw it. And join your voice with theirs. In our regular liturgy every Sunday, we sing the songs of angels. We sing holy, 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 and we sing glory be to God on high. But of all the angels that you should emulate, the greatest of all is the divine angel who became man. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, took on human flesh to suffer and die for your salvation. He's given you the Holy Spirit and he has reconciled you to the Father. So resist the temptations of the devil and continue to follow the most perfect angel, Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man.